耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
To the Jews who have believed him, Jesus said, if you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples, and then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
请注意这个31节说，我们必须常常遵守主的道，才真是主的门徒，不是假的，不是假的门徒，真的门徒就是要行道，行道才证明你是真的基督徒。
He pays attention to the saying that if you hold to my teaching, then you are really my disciples. The saying that you have to carry out what we believe or what you believe, then you are the true disciples.
而一个真正行道人就晓得真理，而且真理给我们带来一个最大的祝福，就是自由。
And then those who really carry out his word, then he will understand the truth, and in turn this truth will set him free.
那么这个就是我们今天的信息，主要讲自由。
So today's topic is about freedom.
我们再看第二处经文，哥林多后书第三章十七节，哥林多后书第三章十七节。那
then we'll be reading from the Second Corinthians chapter 3.
那是在中文圣经250面，中文圣经250页，就是上下两节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 17。
您哥林多后书三章十七节说，主就是那个灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now the Lord is spirit, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
这个灵这个字在原文是大写的灵啊，用英文说 spirit， 那个 S 是大写的，就是说不是指一般的灵，那就是圣灵说的，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Here in the original version the word spirit is capitalized big letter S, and here it says wherever the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
有圣灵所在的地方，人就自由了，聚会就自由了，一切就自由，释放了，没有捆绑。
And then this spirit is not like the common spirit, and then where the spirit is in different congregations, then there will be freedom. The congregation will be set free.
好，我们看第三处圣经，加拉太书五章十三节。加拉太书五章十三节。
Then we'll turn to Galatians chapter 5.
十三节。那是中文圣经266面，266页中文圣经。
Galatians 5:13。
加拉太书第五章十三节，弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍。
You, my brothers, were called to be free.But do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love.
你看这个自由常常给我们带来一个后果，就是放纵，放纵情欲，随便乱来。
Here we see that the result of this freedom can be indulging ourselves in a sinful nature.
但是用什么方法能够胜过这个软弱呢？
Now, what other ways can we use to overcome this weakness?
总要用爱心互相服侍。
That is to serve one another in love.
这也是为什么我们基督之家第一天就宣告这是一个侍奉的教会，就是为着免得我们放纵情欲。
That's why from the first day of this church, we say that this church would be a church of serving our Lord. That is to help us to not indulge in the sinful nature and serve one another in love.
当我们在用爱心来互相服侍、互相帮助的时候，我们就没有闲情逸致去放纵情欲，没有机会，没有时间去放纵情欲。
Because when we are serving one another in love, then we don't have the chance to indulge ourselves in a sinful way.
最后一次看彼得前书二章十六节，彼得前书二章十六节。
Then we turn to the First Peter.
中文圣经三百三十七页，三百三十七面中文圣经。 彼得前书啊哈。
First Peter chapter 2 verse
我们看16节。
Verse 16。
彼得前书第二章16节，你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil. Live as servants of God, show proper respect to everyone, love the brotherhood of believers, fear God, honor all the kings. Serve the kings.
在原文里面，这个敬畏神，这是重点，就是主要就是要敬畏真神。
In the original verses, the focus here is honor our God.
因为我们常常说心中无神，心中没有神，眼中就没有人。
Because we often say that if we don't have a God inside our heart, then we cannot see other people.
为什么我们瞧不起人呢？因为我们心中没有神。一个无神论者，他不会尊重别人。
Why is that we don't respect other people? That's because we don't have a God inside us.
所以要维持一个真正的自由，需要从敬畏真神开始。
So the way to have this freedom inside us is to honor our God.
好，我们这四处的经文，我把它浓缩起来，写在黑板上，就这样子的。
So, in summarizing all these verses, I've written those main points on the board.
不是黑板，是白板啊。自由有四方面可以寻求到，一种是在真理中。一种在主灵中，一种在服事中，一种在敬畏中。
So we can find freedom in four different ways. The first is in truth, second in the spirit, and thirdly in serving our Lord, and lastly in honoring our God.
第一种说在真理中得到自由。
First one is to have this freedom in truth.
这是主耶稣亲口的应许。
And that's the promise from Jesus, our Lord.
但是有个条件，你要遵守主的道。
But the commandment here is that we have to carry out His words.
如果我们不去行道的话，我们不会享受这份自由。
And if we don't carry out this His words, then we would not appreciate this freedom.
圣经有这样的话，他说：“你们如果是听道而不行道的话呢，就像人对着镜子照自己的脸孔，照了走了，就忘记了自己什么样子。”
The book has said that if we just listen to the words and if we don't carry out the words, then it's like looking ourselves through the mirror and we don't do anything and just walk away.
雅各讲这句话的时候，就是新约的雅各，他讲这句话的时候，那个时候第一世纪没有玻璃，没有水银，所以他们的镜子就是铜的镜子，照眼看得模模糊糊的。
So James said that in the good old days that they have this bronze mirror and it's not very clear through the bronze mirror.
其实今天就算照着镜子也看也是这样，每天就照镜梳头洗脸，照完了走了，你就得自己想想到底什么样子，明天还要再照一照，会忘记自己什么样子。
So even today, you know, we look through the mirrors and then we, you know, comb our hair and do all the things, but tomorrow we have to do that again as if we forget what we look like.
这个比喻什么意思呢？就是说，人如果听道不行道啊，人永远不认识自己。
That is to say that if we just listen to the words and if we don't carry it out, then we will never be able to understand ourselves.
我每天读经，常常聚会听道是为什么？就是要认识自己。每一次多听之道，多聚之会，就多认识自己一点。
Now, every day we read the words and we go to service. What is the meaning of that? Is to understand ourselves more, to read the book and to go to service.
一切罪的来源都是因为自己不认识自己，我们不认识自己才会犯罪。
We can say all the sources of sins are actually from not knowing ourselves.
所以苏格拉底说，认识自己就是道德。苏格拉底 Socrates.
One said that if we understand ourselves, then
what? 假如认识自己就是道德了。
If we understand ourselves, then that's the moral.
所以道德者就是说很清楚晓得我是怎么样一个人，
我可能会遭遇什么难处，我可能会犯什么样的错，因此就晓得自己保护，真正的保护自己是保护自己不犯罪。
So if we understand ourselves, then we would be able to protect ourselves, and in protecting ourselves, we would not sin.
而且我们在真理的光中可以看见，人绝对没有办法靠自己来保护自己。
Under the light of this truth, we see that we cannot by ourselves protect ourselves from not sinning.
只有一个方法，唯一独靠这位独一的真神，他的儿子耶稣基督才能成为我们的保护，真正能保护我们自己不犯罪。
And the only way is to through the Son of God, only Son of God, Jesus, then he will be able to help us to protect ourselves from sinning.
所以等到真正认识自己了，什么道在我们里面呢，我们就有力量胜过罪，胜过罪的结果我们就是个自由的人，不被罪捆绑。
Now if we truly understand ourselves and the Spirit is inside us, then we will be able to protect ourselves from sinning, and that's when we get the true freedom inside us.
为什么我们都喜欢吃喝嫖赌这种坏事，做坏事呢？
Now why is it we all like doing all the bad things, you know, drinking and taking drugs?
因为这些都能够什么肉体满足。
Because all these things will satisfy our flesh.
但是你每一次去犯这些事情的时候，肉体并没有真正的满足，因为肉体的需要永远是个无底洞，填不满的。
But then in doing these things, you really never truly satisfies ourselves because this is like a bottomless pit that you have to keep on doing it.
所以去放纵这些情欲的结果呢，就使自己更虚空，觉得更无聊，更觉得更消极。所以到到后来，其实放纵下去就是灭亡，就要去自杀了。
And that's why when people do these things, they would find themselves more things are more meaningless, more in vain, and then they would have to continue doing these kind of things. And the final thing, the bottom line would be suiciding.
但是真理叫我们得以自由，我们认识真理的。耶稣说：“我就是真理。”在耶稣基督里面，我们的罪得到赦免。从他得到个新的生命，有力量胜过罪，不再犯罪。
But then Jesus He Himself is the truth, and with Him, with this truth, we will receive the true freedom, and then the freedom from not sinning.
因为他把我们的一个兴趣转移了方向了，原来是要满足肉体的，现在懂得去满足神的需要了，满足人的需要了，从自己脱离出来了，这个时候人的真正释放，得到自由。
Because he can change our direction from satisfying our own flesh into satisfying God's needs and satisfying other people. And then through doing this, we will receive the true freedom.
我想在座每一个人都有这个经验，当我们去满足自己，讨喜，为满足自己，使自己喜悦，这样做的结果是越做越不会满足，越做自己越没有喜悦。
I'm sure that you have these kind of experience. The more you try to satisfy yourself to have this joy inside,the more you find that you're not satisfying yourself.
也只有一个方法，荣神一人，我们写的荣神一人，是神的荣耀，是人的好处的时候，我们自我真正有了满足了，那个时候从一切罪里释放了，不会再去犯罪了，没有闲心思欲去犯罪了，集中力量去荣神一人了，得到自由了，真正自由了。
And the true way to have this freedom is to glorify our God and benefit others. That's what we all, you know, we written up on this churchAnd by doing this, we will receive this true freedom and not sinning.
你看，世界上也在追求自由。1789年大法国大革命，口号什么？不自由，不宁死。然后不自由就要死掉了。
Like in 1789, the French Revolution, people say that, you know, unless I have the freedom, I would rather die. And that's the slogan that they use.
他们的自由是争取政治上自由、经济上自由，还没有摸着灵魂中的自由，还没找到。
The kind of freedom that they were talking about is the freedom, political freedom and economic freedom. They have not really touched the main point, the spiritual freedom.
Baron, 那拜伦所讲的一首诗大家都晓得，生命诚可贵，生命很宝贵，爱情价更高，若为自由故，两者皆可抛。这个你随便翻译。
I'm sure that you all have heard that the Baron's poem saying thatlife is very valuable, but then love is even higher. But because of freedom, I'm willing to give up both of them.
好的很啊，就是这个意思。为何自由啊，生命可以抛弃，爱情也不要了。他认为自由很重要，人 有人说人类的历史就是一部争取自由的历史。
And then see, we can see that because of freedom, people are willing to give up both love and life. And if we look at the history of mankind, it is a book of history of getting this truth, struggling for this, excuse me, getting this freedom.
甚至于美国的总统以前的罗斯福总统，他开始创设这个联合国的时候，就是说四大自由，把四大自由作为联合国的根基。
And like when President Roosevelt is trying to set up the United Nations, he had four principles, four ways to get freedom.
他说免于惧怕的自由，免于惧怕，不要惧怕，免于缺乏的自由。
First one is to have the freedom from fear, and the second one is the freedom from
want, 就是缺乏的。
Freedom from not lacking things.
第三个说是 freedom of speech, freedom of worship, 就是言论的自由，信仰的自由啊。
And then thirdly is freedom of speech, and lastly is freedom of
religion, 就是 worship.
Worship.
那这些是说世界上追求不外如此，信仰方面呢，崇拜方面呢，言论方面呢，生活上没有缺乏了，政治上没有恐惧的，不过谈这些。
And then we see that these are the freedoms of in our daily life, you know, the freedom to worship or what we believe, or freedom to be able to say anything, or speech, and the freedom of the political system.
前两个礼拜纽约时报一篇社论就提到，说这个多少年来联合国没有做到，这四大就根本没有，美国没有一样做到，都没有真正做到。
And recently a newspaper said that, you know, the United Nations has not been able to really achieve these four goals.
你晓得原因在哪里吗？
And do you know the reason why?
因为所有世界上追求自由啊，都是外表的，他没有抓到里面的，他们在治标不能治本，根本没有抓到，所以他没办法得到真的自由。
And the reason is they are trying to capture the superficial part of this freedom, the outside looking, and then they are not focusing on the internal freedom.
所以假如真正必须找到在基督里面，在主里面，在真理中间得到自由了，然后外面其他一切都会自由，里面那个自由没拿到，外面一切永远找不到。
Now today we can receive this internal freedom, the spiritual freedom through Christ inside us, then we will be able to have all the external freedom.
换句话说，我们必须先胜过罪，罪的问题不解决，其他一切追求都是徒然，都是枉然，没有用的。
In other words, unless we will be able to free ourselves from sin,All these other freedoms are useless.
而解决罪的唯一方法只有靠十字架上的耶稣所流的宝血，除此以外没有别的方法。
And the only way to set ourselves free from sin is by the blood of Jesus Christ. And besides that, there is no other way.
所以圣经说，血里面有生命，所以能够赎罪。
Because the body says that inside the blood there is life, and that's why it can.Pay the ransom of sin.
所以人必须有个新的生命来了，才能够胜过所有过去在旧的生命里面所犯的一切的罪。
And then, when we receive this new life into us, then we will be able to overcome the sin.
这是第一方面，我们要在真理中间得到的自由。
So that's the first aspect, to have this freedom in truth.
也就是在耶稣基督生命中间得的自由。
And that is to say, to have this freedom inside Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 这个真理还有一个解释，就是真实、实在的、不假的意思。
And there's also one more meaning of truth, that is to be open, to be true, and not to be fake.
你看圣经里面讲，耶稣说神是灵，当有心灵诚实来拜他。
And the Bible says thatJesus is the Spirit, and we must honor her faithfully.
那个诚实啊，就是真理，就是 truth, 就用真来拜，不是假来拜，用真实的心来敬拜神。
And to honor him faithfully is to have this truth, this true heart inside of, not with a fake heart.
所以这个真实很奇妙，我们在真实里面才有自由，一假就不释放了，就不自由了。
So only when we're in truth, then we'll have this freedom, or else we won't have it.
我喜欢美国那个 Mark Twain, 马克吐温的这个幽默作家，他讲的每一句话很好笑，但是里面好像他就说看听他讲的笑话都是流着眼泪的，因为笑话里面有真理在。
And I like the
Mark Twain's
story, because he wrote many things that are very humorous, but behind all these funny stories, there are always tears.
他有句话很妙，他说：“假如你说实话，你就不必记着任何事情。
”Once he said that if you are always telling the truth, you don't have to remember anything.
对，多妙！你看。If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. 所以你要只要记住，你要只要说实话，你就不要记得什么。你自然而然，真的不是自然的，不必去勉强，不要去记。
Because if you're telling the truth, everything just come out naturally, and you don't have to remember anything.
假如我今天拿着 passport, 我拿着护照啊，是他的或者假的，武学兵在做我的护照，那我就天天提醒我，我是姓武，名叫学兵。
Now if I carry the passport of the other person, like Mr. Wu, then I have to remember my name is Mr. Wu, and then, you know, I have to remember that's my real name.
我为什么要记得我叫寇世远？你是当然记得，不必记，不要去想，当然天然的。一假就变成就难了，一假就得记，老是记得我是这样，我是这样。所以说，你说真做个真实的人，就没有虚假的事情，自自然然，这叫做自由，没有捆绑。
And so I know, you know, I miss the code, and I don't have to remember that I miss the code. It all comes out naturally. So when we are not lying, then everything just comes out naturally, and we don't have to remember anything.
所以说，在真实中间是自由的，在真理中间是自由的。
So we can say that in this truth, we have the real freedom.
Yeah. 那么第二，说在主的灵中是自由的。
And secondly, is we have the freedom inside the Holy Spirit.
主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
Now, wherever the Lord's Spirit is, there will be freedom.
特别是在聚会中间可以感觉到这种情况。
And especially we can feel this in a congregation, in a service.
有的时候我们在聚会中间啊，感觉没有主的灵在活动，那个时候就是大家乱的一塌糊涂，哦，大家交头接耳，动来动去，就没有圣灵在里面动工。大家都好像那种自由是假自由，随便就动乱起来了啊。
And sometimes, you know, we don't feel like we have the spirit among us, then, you know, things are very confused, you know, people are talking to one another, and it's just not in the right order.
30年代啊，那个时候30年代的聚会啊，男女分坐，这边弟兄，那边姊妹，不能够掺杂的啊。
And in the 30s, you know, service, In the service, people will be divided up, you know, between sex. Male will be on one side, female on the other side.
有一个牧师在台上讲道，讲得太长了。
And once the pastor had a sermon that's too long.
那么下面呢，这弟兄们就在打瞌睡。
And so the men, they are falling asleep.
姊妹们就在开始交通了，讲话。
And the women, the sisters, they are...You know, they're talking to one another.
那后来下面交通的声音比上面讲道的还大。
And then later on, the sharing noise is greater than the sermons.
结果这个牧师只好这样讲说：“姊妹们，小声说话，太大声把他们吵醒了。
” So the pastor has to tell the woman, you know, quiet up, or else you wake up the man.
因为没有圣灵在那做工啊，人家不是睡觉的睡觉，说话的说话。就变成这个样子了。
Because without the work of the Holy Spirit, people would sleep and start talking.
有主的灵在运行的时候，你就算讲两个钟点，他都不累。他就越清醒，越灵里面越新，越起来了。哦，灵里面敞开了，所以照镜也很容易啊。
Now, if the Spirit is among us, then you know, even if it's two-hour sermon, you don't feel that it's very long because the words will be pouring in.
我就举最近的例啊，上个礼拜天我在第三家讲到。
Just recently, last week in the Third Home of Christ, I was giving a sermon.
那个聚会前三天啊，有一位姊妹，三家有个姊妹打电话给我。
And before the service, the sister called me up.
她说我礼拜天可不可以给她的先生啊20分钟的时间，她要做见证20分钟。
She's asking me if I can give her husband 20 minutes to give a testimony.
在第三家不翻译的，所以我的时间比较从容一点。他你能不能给他20分钟啊，来做个见证，当众在讲台上做见证。
And in the home of Christ, we don't translate, so we have more time. And she's asking for 20 minutes for her husband.
我说20分钟太长了啊，你做见证不要做那么长，我们10分钟好了啊，10分钟。
And I said, well, maybe that's too long. How about, you know, 10 minutes?
哎，我答应他之后啊，电话放下来，我觉得不对，就灵力感觉到不释放。
And after I hung up, I felt uncomfortable inside.
后来那徐牧师告诉我，原来他这个姊妹啊，跟他先生之间一点感情上出了事情。
And later on, Pastor Xu told me that she had some problems with her husband.
所以他的先生啊，要当众认罪，跟他说对不起他太太，说他感情走私了啊，所以要当众要说明他怎么样这样。
And her husband is supposed to come up and to apologize to his wife, saying that he's lost in the relationship.
后来我知道的时候，我赶快打电话给这个姊妹，我说最好你不要让你先生当着主日崇拜去说那些罪，他详细的描写那些罪，这些不造就人。可能有一些慕道友来参加，这很不好。我说你可以换个环境，或者我来的时候，我早点来，我们三个人在一起祷告，你叫他先生对我讲这些事情。可以，我可以给你守密，然后你当着我面向你太太证明说以后不会再犯这个罪了。
And I thought about the whole thing and I called her up again saying that I think it's not very appropriate to detail describe the things that he has done. So I was saying that maybe we can get together before the service, you know, three of us, and then he can just testify in front of me and I'll.Keep that confidential, and then you know he would tell me all the sins in front of me.
感谢主，这姊妹接受了，他就拦住他先生这样做。那么上个礼拜我去的早一点，去跟他们三人在一起祷告了，把这个问题解决了。
So thanks the Lord that she agreed, and so I went the last week and we solved the problem last Sunday.
好了，那天我在聚会中就讲到了。
And then during the sermon, I was giving a sermon.
讲完之后就发生一件事情。
But after the sermon, I found out one thing.
像 Eric 现在不在，吴英 Eric 他们都去了，只剩一个主任。结果有一位97岁的老先生啊，97岁老先生，他要求受洗。
And maybe Eric is among us. They were there too. After the sermon, this brother, 97 years old, and he was asking to be baptized.
这位先生叫郎静山，你晓得郎静山先生是摄影家，照相之有名，中国有名的郎静山先生，他在听了最后一段听到，听完我讲完道，他叫旁边一个人说他我今天受感动要受洗，他就上来叫人弟兄上到台上给我讲。
And then this person is Mr. Wang, and he's a famous photographer.And then after the service, he's asking the person beside him to come up to ask for a baptism right there.
那个郎先生呢，他郎老先生呢是这样，他那个摄影啊，集景叫集景，就他把几张这个风景片合在一起，用暗房的技巧啊，把它组成一起，看起来好像图画，不像照片，这世界第一流的，就他会这样做。他最近要到英国去接受一个奖赏，一个什么 honor 一个东西。
And his technique is to be able to take a few scenery pictures and combine them in the dark room. And he is about to go to England to receive award for his achievement.
我讲完之后，他叫一个肖弟兄上来给我讲，先生跑到台上来，为什么？他说一个老先生要求今天一定要今天给他受洗，他受感动了，今天要受洗。
So this brother came up to me and asked me, you know, this old brother, Mr. Long, wants to be baptized right away.
我立刻接受了，我跟他谈几句话，知道他真的有心了，就给他施洗，打铁趁热，马上就给他施洗预备。你要晓得，已经开始唱到最后，快唱三一颂了，三一颂要散会了，他可以来一下，我就停止唱三一颂，给他施洗，施洗完了再三一颂。
And of course, I you know, said that immediately because I know, you know, this is the right time. It was at the very last of the service at that time, but we stopped singing the Praise the Lord hymn, and we accept this baptism.
这位梁老先生告诉我，他说他20岁就在上海的 YMCA 啊，那个青年会啊，就听到了，一直到现在几十年的97岁才准备受洗，你看看。
He said that he listened to the words when he was 20 in Shanghai in the YMCA, and until now, 97, he's ready to receive our Lord.
我问他，你为什么这么多年你仍然不受洗呢？
So I asked him, what are your reasons for not getting baptized for all these years?
他说一句话，他说我没有把握使自己更好， 我就觉得我自己不够圣洁，我觉得不够诚实，他有很多罪。还有刚才说我们都是一样的，就是因为不能圣洁不能诚才来信主，信了主之后主给了力量才能圣洁才能诚实。
And he is saying that I have no
人怎么考的，你看最后影响那个郎老先生他就不要再受洗了。
And then if you think about it, if the other person came up to give a testimony about how he sinned against his wife, then it probably would turn that Mr. Long, that old man, down because of his testimony.
因此我们说你看主的灵在哪里，哪里得以自由，圣灵在我们里面约束我们感动我们推逼我们去做应当做的说应该说的。
And so we see that when the Spirit is among us, then it will force us, persuade us, or to guide us to do things that we should do.
有时候我们稍微一不小心，不体贴圣灵，体贴自己的时候啊，可能会失去很多灵魂。
Now, if we just pay attention to our flesh and we don't pay attention to the Spirit, a lot of times we would be losing a lot of souls.
所以我实在体会到这个自由是在主的灵中的自由，而不是凭自己高兴我要这样那样我随我要怎么安排，要在灵里面的自由才是真的自由。
So I emphasize this freedom is freedom in the spirit, it's not just doing whatever we feel like doing.
那么第三就是在服事中间，爱的服事中间享受自由。
And lastly is to serve our Lord and to have this freedom.
我们晓得圣经告诉我们说神造亚当的时候第一件事情给他责任叫他修理看守那个伊甸园，第二件事情就给他自由意志。
We see that when God created Adam, the first thing that God gave Adam, two things is to take care of the Garden of Eden and also to have the freedom of mind.
那个怎么说呢，就是说园中树上的果子你可以随意吃，那个随意啊就是随你的自由意志可以做选择的意思。
God said that you can pick any fruit from the garden as you wish, and this cloth as you wish is to give him the freedom of choice.
所以你看，神第一给人家工作，给人家责任；第二，给他自由选择、自由的意志。
So we see that God first give you a piece of work to do, and secondly give you the freedom of choice.
第三，给他一种限制。所以唯有这棵树上上个树的果不能吃，这是个限制约束，也给他自由同时也给他约束。
But then he also gave him a constraint saying that but this particular tree of this fruit of life you cannot eat.
然后说你如果吃这棵树的话你会死，那是警告，那是惩罚。
And if you do so, if you eat that fruit you would die, and that'sA warning, and that's a punishment.
所以在伊甸园里面，神已经把人应当做什么，应当注意做什么，不应该做什么，都讲得清清楚楚，权利义务都给他了。
So in the Garden of Eden, what a person has to do is all clearly specified, things that he has responsibility and the things that he has the freedom of choice.
特别请注意，给他自由的后面就是约束。自由如果没有约束，那是放纵，那是危险的很。一定有约束在里面。
And pay attention that after this freedom of choice, there is the constraint.
而约束我们最好的方法呢，就是爱心的服务。
And the best way to constrain ourselves is to serve one another in love.
刚才我们弟兄的祷告，我实在很感动。他一直提到的基督是家这个意象，神给我们的，实在是这样。神给我们一个教会，基督的教会是个家庭，家庭是教会的实质。这一点是圣经的真理，重要的真理。
I was really touched by our brother's prayers here. He mentioned that the vision of this church is that it's built among families, the home of Christ. The home is the fundamental thing of this church.
而一个家的特点在我们，就是弟兄姊妹在一起彼此相爱，和睦同居，这是家的特色。
And the characteristic of a home of a family is that.Brothers and sisters live together and share the love together.
但是每一个人人心不同，有如其面，人都不一样，想法看法不能一样吧？你的文化背景，你的各种条件都不相同嘛，怎么会一样呢？很难一致，不容易。
But then every person has a different mindset, different way of thinking. And it's very hard to put everyone together to, you know, make them live together harmoniously.
最好的话就是服侍，在服侍不单单说是我要做工，而且做工的里面有荣神益人的成分，神的荣耀，还要使对方得到好处。你在跟对方配搭的时候，想到我这样做，对方得到好处吗？还是我得到好处呢？
And the best way to do this is to put them together and let them serve the church, our Lord, together. And then these things would be glorifying our God and benefiting others. And, you know, when doing this thing, he would think about whether he's helping other or not.
谁我们看不见，怎么荣耀他呢？就在乎一人，你使人得到好处，一个信主的小子，你给他一杯水喝，主说你也不能不得到纪念，得到赏赐。
Now, we cannot really see God, so how do we glorify Him? The only way is to helping other people. It's like if we give a cup of water to someone who's thirsty, then we are glorifying our God.
所以这个侍奉最重要，一服侍的时候啊，就学习舍己，就学习为人，就学习利他，我们有个利他团契，舍己利他，便利他人，这就是服侍，服侍最重要就是舍己利他。
And once we start serving one another, we will forget about ourselves and denying ourselves and thinking about how to benefit other people.
对，除非你真正有圣灵的充满在那里面，你没有办法去爱那不可爱的人，你没有办法跟那个不容易配搭人去配搭，那都是种爱的服侍的学习啊。
Now, unless you have this true spirit inside you, you cannot really accept the other person, denying yourself and accepting the other person and work with him.
有人说的好啊，比方说我今天我踢了这个弟兄，踢他脚一下，踢他脚上，那他怎么说？他就说你为什么踢我？他不说你为什么踢我的脚？你看这有一样不一样？懂不懂这个意思
？Now if
你想想看这样，我踢他一脚，我是踢他脚上，那他说你为什么踢我呢？不说踢我的脚呢？你那个脚就代表他自己了。
Now, if you give someone a kick on his leg, and then he will complain, why are you kicking me? So you don't say that, why are you kicking my leg?
Yeah, 我的脚被踢了，就是我人被踢了。哦，一样的，就代表全人了。所以同样道理，一个弟兄受整个教会都受苦，就这个道理。
So if his leg gets kicked, and then he will complain that he's getting kicked, his leg is his whole body, and that's why we say that when any part of our body is harmed, then the whole body is also harmed.
刚才我看静在弹钢琴，哇，你手指真好。我不能说静啊，你这个手指真好啊。不能说你弹得好，不能说你手指好。这个道理。
Now I was watching Jean playing the piano, and you know her fingers are, you know, playing the piano very well, and I couldn't say that Jean, your fingers are playing very well. I have to say that you, Jean, you are playing very well.
Yeah, 我欣赏他这个人，不是他指头，他是指头表现出来，这指头属于他的，就他没有他的人就没有这个指头。那个脚踢了，这属于他的人，脚被踢人受痛苦。同样道理，一个弟兄或者一个姊妹得荣耀，全体欢喜快乐；一个受苦，大家一同受苦，就是这个道理。
That's because her fingers are a gene, so I have to.Appreciate Jean, but not appreciate her fingers. If I appreciate, you know, her finger, that's not the right thing. And the same reason for, you know, if you kick his leg, then you're kicking the person. And by the same token, in the church, if any part of the body is harmed, or if any part of the body is glorified, then the whole church will be harmed or glorified.
我敢说，没有一件事情比化敌为友更快乐，把仇敌变朋友是最大的快乐。
Now, I dare to say that the most joyful thing is to be able to turn an enemy into a friend.
也没有一件事情能够比同工之间和睦，本来是有一道意见，闹别扭，现在和好了，没有一件事比这个更快乐。
And also, the most joyful thing would be to work very well with the co-workers in the church. And initially, maybe there are some argument, but later on they can work it out. That's the most joyful thing.
这个叫做服侍中的自由，这来就很自由了。不然你心里有疙瘩，你看他都不顺眼。老师，有人说的好，这台上讲道的传道人呢，如果在这个教会里面，他跟那个弟兄或姊妹有点什么不愉快的事情，在站台一看那个人呢，说不下去了，不能讲了。那个人一看他也不要听了，你看糟不糟糕？就是这样，不要听他讲道。
And that's why we say we can have this true freedom in serving our Lord. you know, once if a pastor has some problem with a person, a brother or sister in the congregation, then the person in congregation would not like to listen to him, and the pastor won't be able to preach because you know, once look when they look at one another, they feel very uncomfortable inside.
像这种情况发生，就是没有自由了。所以没有自由捆绑，内心捆绑，心里恨人、讨厌他、厌恶他，这个就捆绑，没有自由了，不能释放。所以说，服事中间真正能够释放，能够自由。
So when we hate someone, when we really dislike someone, then we are being chained down. And unless we can forgive that person, we will not have this freedom.
然后最后就是敬畏神中间得到真正的自由，大自由了。
And lastly is that in honoring our God, we will receive the great freedom.
我们虽然是有自由，不要用自由来遮盖恶毒，所以讲用自由来遮盖自己的罪恶，不要这样。
Although, you know, we have freedom, but the Bible says that we cannot use this to cover up our sins.
我们甘心乐意做主的奴隶。
We are willingly to be the servant of our Lord.
英国那个 Spurgeon, 斯布珍每天祷告主啊。谢谢你给我自由，但是我现在愿意奉献我的自由给你。我是自由的，但我愿意做你的奴隶。他每天这样祷告。
Spurgeon, he pray every day to our Lord, saying that, "Thank you for giving me this freedom, but I'm willing to give up this freedom to you."
我虽然是自由的，但是在你面前，我愿意做你的奴隶。
Although I am free, but in front of you, I'm willing to be your servant.
所以最好的方法就是愿意服在降服在主的宝座面前，做一个完全在他里面得到真的自由的人。
So the thing to do is to be able to lie down in front of our God's throne and to be His servant, and then we will receive freedom.
盖恩夫人一个很好的比喻，说一杯水呀、啊，要想维持它存在，这杯水要维持在什么方法能永远存在呢？
Now, if you look at a cup of water, how can you make that cup of water hold up there?
如果你这样放了，有些是干掉，所以要干掉的。
If you put it like that in a cup, and one day it will all be, you know, evaporated.
最好的方法维持这个水的存在，就是把它倒在河里面、海里面去倒下去，倒在河江河里面去。
And the way to keep this cup of water is to pour that into river or into the sea.
然后这个水永远混合在那个海中的水里面，河水啊、江水啊、海水里面去了。
And then this cup of water will always be in the sea, in the water of the sea or the rivers.
好像看见它没有了，但它永远活在那个大海里面，它混合在大水中间的这些水算什么？混合在大海里永远存在。
It's like this cup of water doesn't exist, but actually it exists among all the waters in the sea, and it exists in the sea.
所以他有一句话叫失去自己在主里面，这是自己维持永恒的方法。失去自己在主里面，这是永恒，这是自我永恒的方法。
And he said that to give up himself inside our Lord, and that's the way to receive the eternal life.
这个就是真正的自由了。真正他懂得敬畏真神的时候，我们常常享受个奇妙的自由，无忧无虑，没有挂虑，没有牵扯，而里面没有仇恨，完全自由，没有捆绑，真自由。
So if we are willing to honor our Lord, and give up ourselves, we will receive this true freedom. We are not being chained down, and we can.Glorify our God and have His freedom.
多年前我记得讲过一个见证，我今天再讲这个见证。
Many years ago, I mentioned about this testimony. Today, I'll talk about it again.
在加拿大那个地方，有一个宣教士啊，一个外国去派到外国去宣教，宣教士退休回来了啊，65岁，他退休啊，从外国做了40年工作，在非洲退休回加拿大。
In Canada, there's this missionary. He's been working in Africa for 40 years.And now he retired and goes back to Canada.
所以全教会就欢迎他了。
So the whole church is there to welcome him.
晚上的时候，那个教会的青年团契啊，就说：“哎呀，我们青年人呢、啊，热心有余啊，经验不足，所以请老牧师来给我们讲讲他传道的经验。”
And in the evening, the youth fellowship feels like they have the heart, but they don't have the experience. And so he asked this old pastor to come to share his experience.
到晚上一百多个青年人就请这位老牧师来讲道。
So in the evening, there are over 100 young people that are listening to this old pastor.
开始聚会之前呢，他们收按照习惯例收个奉献啊，奉献袋拿去收个奉献，收了奉献。
So by the tradition, before the service, they would pass the bag to get the contribution.
那个老牧师坐在台上啊。
And the old pastor was sitting in a pulpit.
那青年团体主席就介绍了，这是我们教会荣誉，派出去四十年了，回来了。他有很多很多受苦的经历，传道的经历，我们都没有。今天晚上把时间都交给他，让他讲好了，讲到天亮都没有关系的。
And so the chairman of the youth fellowship said that, you know, this is the pastor we sent out for so many years, and then.Now he's back to share the experience with us. We're very happy to have him, and it's even okay for him to talk till the other morning.
这个主席还开个玩笑，他说我保证我们中间没有油推骨啊，油推骨认得吧？油推骨是保罗讲道时坐在三层楼，听坐，保罗讲太长了，他从三层掉下来摔死了。油推骨又
He said that.We will not be like the person mentioned Bible that listened to Paul's sermon and after 3 days he fell down, you know, because sermon is too long.
我不要紧，我保罗给一祷告他就活了。
Doesn't matter, you know, Paul prayed for him and then he lived again.
那还不是鼓励你们睡觉啊，没有那个意思。
And that's not to encourage you to fall asleep.
那么这个讲完了就把时间交给老牧师了。
So after the chairman finished, he gave the time to the old pastor.
我们是打开圣经路易节圣经，在加拉太书，哥罗西书里面讲三章二十三节，他说无论做什么，都要从心里面做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的。
And then you read the verse from Bible from Colossians, and he's saying that whatever you do, we must do it from our heart. It's not as if we're doing for other people. We are doing it for our Lord.
然后他就说，我们要请注意啊，年轻人，千万记住，一生一世记住。要做真实的人，不要做虚假的事。他说。
And he's telling all the young people that in your whole life you should do, you should be true and never, you know, do any, things lie or cheat other people.
他讲完这句话站在台上啊，好像内心很多的征战，要想讲，又不想讲，不想讲又要讲，站在那发呆，五分钟没有话讲。
And after he finished the statement, he was standing there, and seems like he's struggling inside. He was about to say something, and he couldn't say it. And for 5 minutes, he was standing there, saying no, nothing.
然后又讲，哦，亲人注意，一生一世不要忘记，要做真实的人，不要做虚假的事。又讲同样的话，讲了。
And then again, he said that you must be true in your whole life,And you should not do anything to deceive other people.
那么底下青年都拿笔记在记，这句话讲了半天，再写也不好意思嘛，写了现在就这两句话，继续讲半天。但是这老牧师在台上挣扎了，好像没话讲了，没话，半天又在一句：你们要做真实人，不要做虚假，讲了三遍。
And the young people were taking notes, you know, but there's really nothing to say. It's the same saying. And then, the old pastor, stood there for a while, and then again.He talked about this, you know, be true and not deceiving other people. For 3 times, he talked about the same thing.
讲完了这两句话，讲了三遍之后，他没有倒讲了，就拿起圣经关一下，就下台就走掉，就出门就开走，就到外面去走出去了。
And after this, he just closed his Bible and left.
哇，全场都失望得不得了。我们等他讲经验之谈嘛，都没有讲两句话，做真人不做假，谁不懂啊？这谁都懂嘛，这是隔壁他讲的。大家很失望。
And so the whole fellowship, you know, they're very disappointed, you know, because they've been waiting for him to share the experience. And then he just talked about this, and they all know about that.
这个老牧师一出门啊，哦，有一个青年人站起来，跟着他就跑，往那跑，就出去了。
And then after the old pastor left, there's a young man who stood up and followed him.
他们老牧师在前面大步行走，后面就赶，等一下，等一下，等一下，我要跟你交通几句话，等一等。
So this young man was chasing him and, you know, asking him, hey, wait a minute, I want to talk to you.
结果两人就站在路的中心了，两人站着说话。
So they were standing in the street and start talking.
这个年轻人说，老牧师啊，我告诉你，你这两句话非常扎我的心啊，做真人不要做假事，就这两句话把我心扎得痛了。
And then he told the pastor that, you know, your sentences, just these two saying, has really touched my heart inside.
老牧师说，你什么意思呢？你为什么这样，就觉得这样反应这么强烈？
And so old pastor said, you know, why do you have the feeling inside?
这青年人哭了。
And the young man started to cry.
说你不知道啊，你讲这两句话正好碰到我今天一个光景。
And then he's saying that what you just said is really,touch on the things that I've done today.
刚才那个奉献袋子不传来传去吗？传到我面前了，我一掏口袋，没有带钱，这没有带钱怎么办呢？人家都奉献，我不能没有奉献，就做个样子放下去，结果奉献一把空气，奉献一把空，没有东西吧，口袋掏着奉献。
And then he was saying that, you know, people before the service was passing that bag for the collect the contribution.And then I found out that I don't have any money, and so I just pretend that I'm contributing something into the bag, just faking it.
哪里晓得你在台上就指着我骂，不要做真人，不要做假事，你看我就做假事的，那是假的奉献，不是假事吗？哎呀，我扎心的不得了。
And then you were just scolding me up there, you know, for what I have just done, and then so I felt really touched inside.
就是跟老牧师讲，老牧师请你为我祷告，我这得罪神了，得罪人，得罪神了，不诚实，做假的奉献，该死，你替我祷告，他哭了。
And then he asked the old pastor to pray for me, you know, because, you know, he felt so guilty inside, he's faking the thing.
哦，这老牧师抱着的青年也哭了，老牧师也哭了。
And then the young man started to cry, and then the old pastor also hugged him and also started to cry.
这老牧师说，你知道不知道？今天这样子奉献一把空气的，你不是第一个人啊，你不是第一个。
And then he told the young man that, you know, what you just done, what you have just done is not really new. You're not the only person who did that.
这青年说，还有哪一个是第一个人呢？
And then he said, I'm not the first, and who else is the first?
老牧师说，就是我，我。老牧师就是我。
And he said that it's me.
其实不对啊，你坐在台上嘛。那奉献袋没有拿到台上去吧，你没有表示你没有这样做吧，怎么会说你是第一个呢？
And then he said, well, you were sitting up there, you didn't, you know, get the bag. Why did you say that, you're the first one?
哎呀，老说你不知道啊，我今天看见这个奉献袋了，才提醒我，上帝提醒我在40年前犯的罪，40年后主都没有放过。借着这个奉献袋提醒我，原来我在40年前奉差遣出国的时候，大家也是收奉献。我那个青年人一掏口袋，没有带钱，就做个假奉献，奉献一包把空气吧。40年后，主还提醒我，看见这个奉献袋了，我就扎心了。
And then he said that 40 years ago, when you know I was called to serve in the missionary field, and then while people were passing the bag.And then I did exactly the same thing. I fake it as if I'm contributing. And then after 4 years, the Lord hasn't really forgiven me. And tonight, because of this, what you have done, have reminded me what I did 4 years ago.
所以他说，圣经说，罪会追上我，那罪会跟着后面追。你不认罪，那个罪永远追着你。一直到你诚实认罪悔改，靠宝血洁净了，这个罪才对付。但40年来我都忘记了，但是神没有忘记。借着圣灵今天提醒我，40年罪还没有认的，他说我就痛哭流泪，一老一小就在街上大哭。
And so he says, sin is like chasing me until I repent and admit that I sin, I will not be set free. And for 40 years, the sin has been chasing me. And you know, then the two of them they just cry together.
他说你看，为什么我站台上没有道可讲呢？因为我要面子。我要面子，我就60多岁了，退休了，我不能在你们青年们丢面子，所以我不能够做这个见证，说我40年有假奉献，但是我一不做真实的见证，主就拿掉我传道的权利，我就没有道可传了，站在台上讲来讲去两句话，你们要做真人，不要做假事，这就是我自己讲的，他讲。
And then he's continuing and said that, I didn't admit what I did, and because I remember all these things, and I don't have any words to share with you, because once I remember what I did 4 years ago, our Lord has taken away the privilege of sharing the words with you. And so I stand there and I just keep on saying the same thing. In fact, I am telling myself that I have to be the true person.
结果一老一小就跪在路中心痛哭认罪，主啊，一个说赦免我40年间的罪没有认，一个说今天晚上罪没有认啊，都认罪了，靠宝血洁净了，他们平安了，站起来了。然后老牧师说，你赶快回去告诉那些弟兄姊妹，把我过去40年间失败的见证你替我说告诉他们。
And so the young and the old, they both knelt down in the street and start crying together. And then the young person, you know, is repenting for what he just did tonight. And the old pastor is repenting for what he did 40 years ago. And after that, they felt peaceful and they stood up. And the old pastor told the young man to go back to the fellowship and to share his testimony with everyone in the fellowship, telling them what the old pastor did in the past.
结果这个青年跑回来了，大家正要散会，哎呀，不要走，不要走，我报告你重要的消息，不好，重要消息。
And so the young man ran back and told everyone, you know, don't leave yet, don't leave yet. I have great news to tell you.
你晓得晓得，因为老牧师有个就是老牧师奉献一把那空气，从40年前的罪，他今天认的。
And he told them, you know, do you know the old pastor 40 years ago he did this, you know, didn't really contribute any money.
大家问他说，你怎么知道，你怎么会追出去呢？他在提醒他，他说我今天晚上就是这样子奉献一把假工。
And people asked him, how did you find this out? And then he said that that's what I have just done tonight.
一说完了，底下好几个人哭了，说对不起，今天晚上我也是一把空气。
And after he had said that, a few people from the fellowship, they all said, you know, forgive me, because I have done exactly the same thing.
很多人说，哎呀，今天晚上没有，我上个礼拜我也是一把空气。
And then other person would say that, forgive me, tonight I didn't do that, but last week I did the same thing.
一下子大家都跪下来认罪，有的认今天，有认昨天，有认2年前，40年都在认。对，一认罪啊，圣灵大大的动工浇灌，那一下子几个青年都复兴起来了。
And so, you know, all these people, they would repenting. One would be repenting for tonight, or a week ago, or 2 years ago.An old pastor is repenting for 4 years ago. And then after they've done all this, then the Spirit is truly working among them. And then the whole group is being edified.
那个教会后来就成为一个很有名的专门做拆船工作的教会。就那个时候开始，从那个复兴的火一直点燃。Yeah, 一个世纪过来，是真的教会还是在这燃烧着火。这个见证变成一个他们代表性的见证。
And then the church now has become a very famous church in missionary.And that started from that night, and the fire of the Spirit keeps on burning from that night.
所以弟兄姊妹，你想想看，我们是否有这个一把空气的奉献
？And so, brothers and sisters, we should think about: Do we also fake the contribution?
不一定是钱财，不一定钱财。
It may not be just money.
你我都是奉献人，有没有我们把时间糟蹋了？等于说一把空气的奉献，有没有把我们的才干糟蹋了？等于一把空气的奉献，把你的恩赐糟蹋了，一把空气的奉献，太多太多都是假的奉献。
And you and I are both the servants of our Lord. Do we forget about contributing our life or contributing our talent, and we just fake the contribution?
所以我想，我们应当祷告。
So I think we should all pray.
我们要想得到真正的自由，需要认罪悔改。
If we want to receive this true freedom, we must repent.
我们要真享受今天主给我们的真的自由。
If we want to enjoy this true freedom from our Lord,
在真理中间得自由。
To have the freedom in truth,
在主的灵中得自由。
To have the freedom in the Holy Spirit,
在服事中间得自由。
Have this freedom in serving our Lord,
在敬畏真神中得自由
and to have this freedom in honoring our God.
那我们真的享受这份自由了。
Now when we enjoy all these freedom,
我们的工作才会有果效。
then our work would have true meaning and results.
我们的生活才会有见证。
And our life would have true testimony.
我们的家庭才会和睦同居。
And our family would be living harmoniously.
我们的教会才有实质的兴旺。
And then our church would have the factual real life.
你愿不愿意跟圣灵合作？
Now are you willing to work with the Holy Spirit?
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
当我们在主的面前祷告的时候，我们愿提醒弟兄姊妹，不知道你今天心里面有什么不释放的地方没有。
Today, while we are